Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson in the house.
What's up, boys? How are we doing?
Do you know I almost died today from sciatica?
I got a tip for you.
I seriously need one because my sciatica hurt so much on the drive up that I adjusted in my seat. And when I adjusted weirdly, I pulled the steering wheel and I veered into the other lane of traffic and nearly died.
Yep.
Tell me you're 50 there, without saying you're 50.
Do you wear a wallet in your back pocket?
Not generally.
Okay, good. So a lot of people, a lot of guys wear the wallet and so it throws their back out of alignment.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yep. That's an interesting point.
Yep.
So what about your guys at Boston Prolotherapy? Can they help me?
You know what? Dr. Franck, he could give you a consult and maybe
something.
Tell you, you know, lead you in the right direction at least. If he can't help you, he'll tell you what to do.
Waking up at night, I'm not sleeping
stretching,
right.
Stretching is a big part of it.
Using weird pillows and weird angles, trying to keep my leg above my head. That helps at some different things. How old am I?
It's the worst. I'm starting to have some hip issues, man. So I got.
You played in the NFL. You have a reason.
You're right.
What's my excuse? I'm short.
You have none. You're right.
I'm a little guy. Little guys are supposed to have less injuries. We're closer to the ground. We're supposed to live longer, less pain. I don't have any of the benefits of being tall, and I seem to have problems that aren't supposed to go with being little.
Maybe try being slightly less combative. You could, like, breathe a little bit more than being the way you are.
You think me being combative is why my back
hurts? Yeah, anyway, stress. Yeah, I think so.
You can tight, constrict.
Okay. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
318!
318!
318! Yeah, there we go!
What's that? Shut up!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, and apparently Andy almost had one on his way to the other, you got to get Glassman. Call all 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready, my friends?
100%.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
So it hit me last night. I am not universally liked. I think that's safe to say. But I was watching Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime, and my wife says something to the effect of, I really like Josh Allen. And I was like, yeah, everybody does. And then I thought about it for a second. Literally everybody likes Josh Allen. I have never met a person, a sports fan, a Patriots fan, and I think it matters. Patriots fans are usually a little, you know, standoffish with the competition. Certainly a guy that's in their division that they're looking up the standings toward every year now that has made them their you-know-what in the division. And I couldn't come up with another athlete that I see as universally adored the way Josh Allen is. And maybe it's because he's on the Bills, and maybe they're the lovable losers. They never won anything. Maybe some of it's his personality. Maybe it's his freakish skills, which I compared yesterday to John Elway. I don't know. The closest thing that was brought up to me, Rich Keefe said, what if Aaron Judge wasn't on the Yankees? If Aaron Judge was on another team, a more lovable loser type of team, maybe Aaron Judge would be in this conversation, but he's on the Yankees, and the Yankees are just disliked by so many people inherently. So I am saying it until proven otherwise. Josh Allen is the most universally adored athlete in the world, and that's kind of cool. No one hates him. I'd like to know what that felt like for just one day.
It is an impressive trait about him.
Like, who hates him?
I haven't met one person.
Right. No one, I don't know, no one rips his voice. They don't make fun of anything.
Nope.
There's nothing there.
It's all likability with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything that gets you too upset. He says all the right things. The way he presents himself is in a way that, you know, you're like, yeah, I can get down with that guy.
I wish he was my quarterback.
I wish I played with that guy.
Yeah. Fitzy, have you heard any? You mingle with the Patriots fans, you people out there that I like to reference. Have you even heard that group throw any barbs Buffalo's way toward Josh Allen? I feel like even they kind of embrace Josh Allen.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to go so far as to say that Pats fans agree that if the Pats can't get back to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl, which is, you know, pipe dreaming to say the least, that they'd be okay with Josh Allen winning the Super Bowl for Buffalo because, I don't know, because they're Pats fans. But everybody loves him. Look, he's got more character, more charisma and personality than Aaron Judge. He's a really good-looking guy. He's got enough panache and chops for all the commercials he does. He's married into Hollywood royalty now. And I think we also see him as this heroic figure because of who he's doing this for. Like, if you watched the Josh Wash that was Hard Knocks this summer on the Buffalo Bills, you saw exactly how much he means to those fans, that team, and that community. Like, he is, he's an idol up there. He's legitimately an idol. So that's why I'd personally like to see him win a Super Bowl. I think the guy is, he's got it all. And Andy, his superpowers have all come together at the right time.
What is the Josh Wash? The Josh Wash?
Like the washing of Josh's balls, if you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the promoting.
I just called it the promoting of Josh.
There was another guy that I thought was well-liked, and then I found there was a lot of pushback against him, and that was J.J. Watt. Was a guy that seemed to do everything right? Like, he seemed to do everything right. He was dominant on the field.
Yep.
And then there was backlash, like he was too perfect. Or I know a lot of Patriots fans hated on him, or like he promoted himself too much,
right,
or whatever.
He did kind of. I'm not going to lie. He was kind of, you know, he was posting in the middle of like big time, prime time games, like his workouts. And it's like, JJ, you're on top of the world, man. And you know, and he was almost like, the way he would raise money for the people that suffered in the hurricanes down there, like it was just, you know, the way he'd interact with fans before games and after games, you're like, this guy's too perfect. Something's wrong with him. But the only thing where I thought he took it too far, where he brought the hate on him, is when it felt a little bit of a lot of self-promoting there for a little period. Then he's kind of backed off on that. But I think that was the impetus for the sports aid with J.J. Watt.
Well, Josh Allen hasn't had any of those, and it just came to me. He's sort of the anti-Stephon Diggs. Remember the whole Minnesota locker room, who would you not let date your sister? And it was like, Stephon Diggs. I feel like if you did in the Buffalo locker room, who would you let date your sister? Be like, oh, Josh. Josh can date her.
You know, I think it's part of it, too. It's the partnership. It's the coexisting of a really just a good, solid dude with what I think is one of the more lovable fan bases, and that being the Bills fans and Bills Mafia. I mean, they come at me on Twitter. I mean, when I called them out after the win game where we only threw it three times, and they just crushed me when the Patriots got their due later in the season. But I loved it because there's something about that fan base that I've always enjoyed playing in front of them, and I think that – with the personality of Josh Allen makes him a very likable guy.
Yes, Dan Ball.
So here's my question for you guys. If
Josh Allen had anything close to resembling the resume of Patrick Mahomes? Do we talk about him the same way that we do? Or to your point, I think you mentioned this in your three-point stance itself, is the lovable loser underdog, the kind of the Phil Mickelson to Patrick Mahomes' Tiger Woods? Does that make him even more lovable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If he collects three or four Super Bowls in a row.
Starts chasing Toms.
It's very different. Because we build people up to then sort of tear them down or poke holes in them. Brady was a little bit like that. Brady was sort of beloved early on when he was just the backup, the fill-in, the win the Super Bowl. Well,
think about it.
And then it was like, I don't like him anymore.
Well, yeah,
not me.
When he kept, here's a guy, six-round draft pick, and he's leading his team to three Super Bowls in his first 5 years in the NFL. So you can get behind that. And then when they kept winning and kept winning and kept winning, it's like, okay, enough.
And then he went corporate. He went, you know, early on, he had like a San Francisco Giants hat on backwards. And then later it's like, he's at the Met Gala with his suit on and he's with Giselle. And I think, you know, that six round pick backup thing that everybody latched onto was gone. And now he was just a glamour.
He used
GQ,
to be just one
QB.
Of us. Now we can't relate to him.
He could not get further from us right now.
And somehow Josh Allen is able to walk that line where he kind of does still feel like, quote unquote, one of us. Because
he is.
Yeah. Well, no, I understand that. But like the J.J. Watt example that you gave, it became performative. Like, what I'm seeing isn't actually genuine. Yeah. I really haven't seen anything from Josh Allen that makes me go, yeah, that guy's performing. He's just turning it on for the camera.
And then the little things, like last week, the blood and the nose and jamming the things and going back out. There's a certain population that's like, that's awesome. That's my quarterback. And then he had that comment when he signed his contract. Remember, he said, yeah, I could have gone for the Dak, the most annual. What do I need? A little more money? I feel like my generations are set. Like, I don't need more. When you say a few things like that, it's like, guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Genuine or not, he knows what he's doing up there.
That is very fair. Okay, so we'll leave that one there. But Josh Allen, pretty much universally loved right now. Would not mind him, mind seeing him winning one bit. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
Yes, indeed I am.
I've kind of been looking forward to this one for a while. You get 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so yesterday I heard what I thought might have been the hottest of hot takes of all time. Now, I saw it on the internet because it was from the radio. This I would like to share with you guys from the Thursday edition of Colin Cowherd's The Herd.
I would make an argument today. The greatest coach in the history of football is not Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh or Vince Lombardi. It's Jim Harbaugh, the greatest coach ever. He's never failed. He's 5-for-5 at San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco 49ers, Michigan, and the Chargers. He's also not tied to a single player. What's Belichick without Brady? Not great. The only person that kind of compares to him is Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
Ooh, good.
I heard that and I was like, whoa, the greatest coach of all time? Wow. And then you take a look to his record. Now, of course, he just like Belichick, has scandal aplenty chasing him in his rear view. He does have a national championship. All-time career record coaching in the NFL, 679 winning percentage at 62-29-1. All-time in college, 735 winning percentage at 144-52. Jim Harbaugh is a program builder. Jim Harbaugh is a hoss. Jim Harbaugh is a motivator, a rallier, and a hard ass and a badass. But I think it is way, 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 way too soon to say he's the greatest coach of all time. Maybe one day he'll be in the conversation for one of the best coaches ever, but GOAT coach, come on now.
Go ahead, Ted. You were ready.
I don't think it's the craziest thing you suggest. I mean, when you can do it on both levels, college and pro, I think that's something. I think there's something when Colin says you can win with multiple quarterbacks. I think that does say something. Obviously, Jimmy won a national championship, but not a Super Bowl. Oh, yeah.
No, he won two Super Bowls.
What am I saying? With the Cowboys, sorry.
Jimmy's way ahead of him.
I'd almost throw Andy Reid in there too, man. Andy Reid could make a case for being the best coach of all time. I think the fact that Bill's only won with one quarterback, it's a huge mark against him.
Well, now
you make this argument.
Whoa! But this discussion's not done. I mean, Bill Belichick's in college, so he can become the greatest coach of all time as soon as he wins a national championship at UNC, the way Stiz tell me is going to happen in the next couple of years.
2-1. 2-1.
As far as Harbaugh goes.
Got UCF. Excuse me. UCF this weekend.
Uh-oh, they're going up in talent, going back to the losing ways. Real
Javon
football
Baker
teams.
U.
Having a lot of touchdowns since week one.
Haven't played a real team since week one. Harbaugh, if you want to be snarky, and I'm not even sure it's snarky, I think you can argue he's the fourth best coach in his division right now, if you want to. Between Andy Reid, because I think Andy Reid's a phenomenal coach. I think Andy Reid's the most underrated coach of this generation. It's not even close. How about a guy by the name of Pete Carroll? He won national titles in college football won the Super Bowl.
Great call. Yep.
I'm not sure he actually still has the national titles because you know how the NCAA tells you things you saw didn't happen. But he won national titles at USC.
Multiple.
Yes.
Two.
And even Sean Payton has a Super Bowl ring, something that Harbaugh doesn't have. I think you could make a snarky argument. Harbaugh is not the best coach in the Harbaugh family. You could argue he's the third best coach behind his brother and his father.
No. I think it's impressive when you can do it on both levels, college and pro.
He hasn't won in the NFL. It will be impressive. He can talk.
Okay, right. Well,
he went to a Super Bowl. He didn't win it. Jimmy Johnson won two.
He got to a Super Bowl.
Don't get count. That's not how this works. You have to win it. Pete Carroll won it. Pete Carroll has a ring. Jim Harbaugh does not have a ring. The one thing I will say, I believe you used the phrase, Fitzy, program builder. He is absolutely a program builder. He is the modern Bill Parcells. And we're going to get more into Bill Parcells later. Bill Parcells could go anywhere, and I swear the day he walked in the door, you were a better football organization and team. Jim Harbaugh does that. Doesn't matter if it's lower level of college or NFL teams. He walks in, and for some reason, the Midas touch, he touches it. You're more competitive. You're more confident. Everything is better when he gets there. But is the greatest ever? Not so fast, my friend.
No, not the – I don't agree with that, and I'm a huge Harbaugh fan as well, not just from marrying into a Michigan family, but the way that he goes about building those programs as well. And in our preview episode of the NFL season, I picked the Chargers to win the AFC West. I think that team is going to continue to make noise all season long, turn heads, and impress fans the like.
Agree on that. All right, we can leave that one there. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
I know you got a big weekend coming up, so I'm excited to hear this one. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so Bill Parcells is finally being inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. A well-deserved honor. Coach Parcells was my absolute favorite coach, and I only had him for 2 years. But there's more memories of him being my coach and sayings and stories that I accumulated in those 2 short years than any other coach I ever played for. You know, people go, you know, is he deserving of being in the Hall of Fame? Are you kidding? He's absolutely deserving to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. It's amazing. I would say if I met, you know, 10 people on the street, 9 of them would tell me that they became season ticket holders for the Patriots. When? In 1993. Well, what happened in 1993? That was the year, January 21st, 1993, when the Patriots hired Bill Parcells to become their football coach. And if you look at what he did in his four years here, the players that he drafted. Listen to some of the players that he drafted. In 1993, Drew Bledsoe, Chris Slade, Todd Rucci, Vincent Brisby. And then when they had 8 rounds, Troy Brown. 1994, Willie Mack, Max Lane, Marty Moore. 95, Ty Law, myself, Curtis Martin, Dave Wolobo, Jimmy Hitchcock. 96, Terry Glenn, Lawyer Malloy, Teddy Bruschi. And then he signed Adam Vinatieri. Of all of those guys I just mentioned, there were 8 of those guys that were on the 2001 Super Bowl team and 7 of guys on those teams that were on all 3 Super Bowl teams. Bill Parcells is a worthy candidate and honoree for this year's Hall of Fame class, and I'm very proud that I'll get to be there, see it, and shake his hand for the first time in a long time.
I can't even believe there are people that think he doesn't belong in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And we should reference the name that entered our email chat this morning, Chain. Brian Ferzocco, our video guy, was like, I'll stand on an island. He was here too short. He didn't win a Super Bowl. In fact, he was distracted at the Ted, you said it. Like, everybody bought their season tickets when he arrived. I remember watching those old, like, gritty film footage outside the old ticket office, and people lined up to buy tickets. He brought credibility back. And then he brought winning. That's one thing. Okay, you brought credibility. That's great. And then shortly thereafter, you're winning a playoff game and you're going to a Super Bowl. It didn't end well, but the talent he brought in was phenomenal. He changed everything, and he does get some credit. I don't know what portion you give him for your dynasty days there early in the first part of the dynasty. I just think he's a slam dunk team Hall of Famer. You don't have to like him in a way, because, like, there's reasons to maybe not like him. But you have to respect what he did for the organization.
Damn, Skippy, you do. I mean, I think it's impressive that he left in 96, and there were still 7 players from his draft classes that were on those first 3 Super Bowl teams.
And that's not just on, like, key players.
They had to be, or else they wouldn't have been on the team that long. So just his knack for picking talent, his knack to motivate. I always say this, there's coaches, they have 2 main jobs. They have to be great scheme guys and know the game inside and out better than anybody. And then secondly, and almost just as important, they got to be great motivators. Coach Parcells was probably his best was the latter than anything else. And I love the man, and I was very fortunate that he drafted me and played me, and so I'm thrilled that I'll get to see him tomorrow.
Just to back up your point, the 617, the first text after your three-point stance. Yep, Ted bought season tickets the day they signed Bill Parcells, got rid of them when Brady left. Okay,
oh,
so
no
we got
way.
A nice little error there. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go for a couple reactions about our three-point stances. Let's go to Doc in Maine first. What's up, Doc?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I'm going a little bit off page here. Bear with me, a 76-year-old Irishman whose brain's been marinated in alcohol. But I wanted to ask...
You're good. All right,
I wanted to ask Ted. Ted, I really get upset when they kind of give Pete Carroll was like an abject failure in New England. He went 27-21. He was 10-6, then 9-7, and 8-8. You were in these games. And I hate to say it about Adam, but Adam missed a 37-yarder against Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter, and he missed one against Kansas City in overtime for 43 yards. Those field goals amazing. They make you 10-6, okay? And the other thing is, the one priority that Pete Carroll had going into that last year was sign Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin might have been worth one game. So just say he's 10-6, and that makes him 31-21. Do they fire him?
All right, thanks for the call, Doc. Pete Carroll.
That is an interesting discussion, though. And he brings up Curtis Martin. That was Parcells did the what was it, the poison pill?
Yeah.
He did the dirty deed.
He made it very difficult for the Patriots to retain Curtis Martin. So to blame Pete for Curtis, I think, is a little bit unfair. And I don't know, Adam Vinatieri, he missed a couple, but he made a couple later too, Doc. So,
right.
You know, I think that what happened with Pete is that we went from 10-5 in 96, went to the Super Bowl, to kind of just, you know, we won 10 games, and we won 9 games, and then we won 8 games. So we were, every year he was our coach, we just kind of won one less game a year. And it felt like the message was getting stale, and that's probably why they moved on from him.
But he wasn't like a total failure. I think that was Doc's point.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm sorry. No. To Doc's point, he left with a winning record. How many coaches get fired from teams when they have a winning record?
And part of the problem for him is when it happened between Parcells and Belichick. Like, he's sandwiched in there. Parcells went to a Super Bowl. Belichick won a boatload, and he's kind of the middle.
You know what? I would have loved to have had the version of Pete after the USC game, because he will tell you that he learned a lot from what happened here in New England, and he became a better coach for it, and he changed his philosophy, and his message was more clear, and he had more success after he left here.
Go back to the phone line, squeeze in one more call. David in the car has a thought on Josh Allen. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I do, and he is a very likable guy, and I think it's more him than the Bills. You know, it's just his personality, and you're right. You mentioned your wife saying that. A lot of women that I know, including my wife, say the same thing about this kid, how he's, like, my wife can't stand Tom Brady since, you know, as a player, she always said he was great. But once he pretty much left football and towards the end, you know, more cocky and stuff like that. And she says that about him now. But Josh Allen has the attitude. It's just his smile. I mean, the guy's a natural person. You know, he's so down to earth. And I know somebody who's met him, and that's exactly what they said about him.
Thanks for the call, David.
He's country. He's from Northern California, from farmland, and then he went and played at Wyoming.
Yep.
And now he's in Buffalo. He is a down-home, blue-collar kind of player in person. He's not Hollywood, and so I think that resonates too.
He's probably closer to a hockey player than he is an NFL quarterback in a weird way in terms of that background,
that's
makeup, development, where he came from.
I've never heard anyone say that. I like that, though.
I come up with things on the fly. Also, to back up David's point, I also think wives like him, grandmothers like him. Like, you know, grandmothers are like, he could be my grandson. I would take him. I'll make him some meatballs if he comes over and feed him a dinner. Yes, Dan Ball.
Andy, just to use your scale from earlier, where does Josh Allen compare one to Jesus?
JC?
I told you, Drake May is further from Josh Allen than he is from Jesus. 617-779-7937, reacting to our three-point stances. Bill Parcells, more about Bill Parcells later in this hour. Ted will share some memories of playing for the Tuna and his great run here in New England. But up next, we got to go to the phone lines for our buddy Mike Giardi. He'll join us to talk about, among other things, Christian Gonzalez, the setback, and is he ready to play? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox open up a three-game road series against the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. First pitch is set for 7:35. Garrett Crochet will start for Boston opposite Drew Rasmussen. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 6:35. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Kyle Harrison will start for the Red Sox tomorrow, with Connolly early scheduled to go on Sunday. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Catch Ted Johnson and the crew on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10. Then catch Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show after the conclusion of the game. Mike Vrabel confirmed today that Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, and Jack Westover are questionable for Sunday's game. The Patriots injury report from yesterday did have some good news. Every eligible player participated in practice. The limited participants included Kalavon Chaisson, Carlton Davis, Gonzalez, as well as Harold Landry, Marte Mapu, Morgan Moses, Westover, and Jared Wilson. The full participants were Keon White and Christian Barmore. And finally, the New England Revolution visit the Philadelphia Union tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff is at 2:30. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Let's go right to the phone lines for our weekly Friday 3:30 guest, our buddy Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. That means it's time for the best phone hit intro in the biz.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, let's get right down to business. Christian Gonzalez, is he playing this week?
Oh, you son of a gun. I hate predicting injuries. My guess is if he plays, it's going to be on a limited basis. You know, like, we hadn't practiced since July 28th until Wednesday. We got to see four periods of him on Wednesday and Thursday, and, like, he didn't do anything on Wednesday, really. Ran in a straight line for a little bit in warm-ups. Thursday, a little bit more activity. But again, like, is he in football shape? I would doubt that. So, like, wouldn't it make sense to just sort of slowly break him in if he does play?
It made a hell of a lot more sense.
Can you slowly break in against DK?
If you play zone, I think
you can play
zone,
12 to 15 plays or something.
I even worry about that, Mike. Not to interrupt your thing there, but I feel like even he can still get hurt in those 12 plays.
Yep.
It's about just going hard even one time could rip it. It's not about how many plays. It's about just being out there asked to cover someone as fast as DK. And him, you know, even if he has a few amount of plays, I still feel like he is sensitive to maybe re-injuring that hamstring. That's just my take. But,
well, I mean, look, if it was up to me, like, if you're asking me what I would do, I would not. Like, you got to show me your, yep, like, you can run and twist and turn and, like, you can deal with more than, you know, a few days of practice. But we'll see what they do.
Okay, Mike. The game plan last week is very, very different on offense from week one to week two. I mean, the Pats were under center 53% of the time last week versus 22% versus Vegas. Just the air yards in week two were shorter than they were in week one. He was excellent. Drake May was against the blitz in week two. I thought the offense was just so different and obviously more effective. What do you anticipate from an offensive standpoint for this game and maybe moving forward based off of what you saw last week?
Yeah, I think the first thing was Josh McDaniels wanted to remind you, like, they have all that stuff in their bag. They just couldn't really necessarily do it because the game, in his words, kind of got away from them in week one against Vegas. But I mean, look, repeat it until someone adjusts to it and takes it away from you. They clearly were more comfortable running the offense the way they did, getting Drake out, you know, on the boot actions, you know, deliberate boot action plays that, you know, cuts the field in half for him. So when we talk about taking stuff off his plate, well, that's kind of an example of taking stuff off his plate, right? Like, I know that was a big debate, but, like, to me, hey, now you only got to read high-low, or maybe you're flooding the area so you got three receivers. But if you don't see it right away, you can use your athleticism. He looked like an athlete, which he didn't really look like an athlete in the first game. And we know he's a good athlete. So, like, I thought all those things were good signs, and those are the things that you want to feed. Steelers can't stop the run. 100-plus yard rusher in the Jets game, Breece Hall. Kenneth Walker went over 100 yards in this past game, averaged 8.1 yards a carry. So, like, again, it's a good chance for them to be sort of that balanced offense that they were, where you're not putting Drake in situations where he's got to throw 35, 40 times.
So, Mike, what would you say was your favorite thing you saw the Patriots do in week two that they didn't do in week one?
I did like the idea of getting Drake out in the boot action stuff. I thought that was, and I think we have this debate all the time, right? And the football nerds will tell you that your play doesn't, your play in the ball well. I always feel like that's a little bit, you know, whatever, like, when you start to run the ball and consistently stick with it, I think that makes that action so much better. So, sort of all part of the package of, like, that was really, and not like he's good at right now.
Mike, on the defensive side of the ball, Robert Spillane, these tackling issues. For some reason, they've really annoyed me, and I'm seeing all these numbers. He's the only guy in the NFL with, like, a more than 50% missed tackle rate. He's a guy that Ted and Fitzy had told me was going to lead the NFL with 175 tackles. He has six in two games. Concerning? Is this just a guy that's finding his footing in a new defense? What are your thoughts on these tackling issues?
I feel like they're asking him to do a little bit too much, you know? And look, like, the awful, it's an awful defensive call on the Achane touchdown where you've got him covering Achane in space, man to man. Like, come on. Like, there's
double team.
Safeties
him,
have a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Safeties have a hard time doing that. You're going to put him in that spot. They put a lot on his plate, and I think he might just be thinking through some of it a little bit. I don't expect this to continue. Like, I mean, if you, I don't know about 175 tackles, but like he was in the middle of everything this summer, and I think he'll be in the middle of it again, and he'll stop missing the tackle. Too good of it.
Hey, Mike, I don't know where you are, but your phone kind of cuts in and out. So maybe if you could walk to a better spot, that would probably help us out here. But let me ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had a good game, I guess, week one, I guess. But last week, not so good. I mean, you see he's last in the NFL in average yards per attempt at 5.3. They're not that good on offense, 36% on third down rate. What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and this Steelers team coming in? Do you think they match up against the Patriots? Do you think the Patriots have a chance against a team that feels like they're kind of still trying to find themselves?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to put it, Ted, that they're trying to find themselves. Like you saw in week one, two balls on slants to DK Metcalf behind him. So what happens in week two? Two balls in front of them. Like they didn't play together a ton. They certainly didn't get any preseason action together. And I think they're still kind of figuring that out. They're not running the ball well. So that's putting too much on Rodgers' plate at 40, whatever years old he is. He's still good outside the pocket. Like I think he's still really good outside the pocket. So you're probably going to want to try to keep him in the pocket because he feels like since the Achilles injury, he doesn't like to stay there for very long. That he's not that comfortable. So that would be part of the plan. But like, look, if they're going to run for 3 yards a clip, which is what they ran last week, like, that's a great spot for you.
Yeah, Mike, it feels like the Steelers have been getting by on reputation for a long time. You know, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season as a head coach. That's great, but they also haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. They haven't won in Gillette Stadium since 2008. And Steelers fans, by and large, are now getting very testy, if not frustrated, with the organization as well. Do people take the same view of the Steelers? Like, is the big bad Steelers coming to town? Or is it like, this is an organization that is like one bad season away from kind of just going in complete turnaround?
Well, they did something that they've never really done, right? They went kind of all in. You know, the signing of Rodgers, the trading of Metcalf, giving him the massive contract, that's sort of not how the Steelers have operated, especially on that side of the ball. And so, you know, it's going to take a little time to come together. I think the big disappointment for them is they were telling everybody, players on the team, people that are covering the team, that this defense was the top five defense. And through 2 weeks, they've given up 63 points, which I think is the most in the first two games of a Tomlin tenure. And I don't know how soon they are to turning that around. It doesn't look like Porter's going to play this weekend. No Highsmith. They've got lots of holes. And right now, they don't seem capable of fixing them.
Mike, we'll get you out on this. I put up a poll today asking Patriots fans which of the three units they had the most faith in right now, 2 weeks into the season, offense, defense, special teams. A resounding 76% say the offense, which kind of surprised me.
You asked that 2 weeks ago, it would be flipped.
Opposite, yep. And it stunned me. So, A, do you agree with that? What would you vote for? Which of the three units do you have the most faith in? And do you have faith the Patriots will get the win on Sunday?
That is a good question. If the kicker was more consistent, I would say special teams.
If my aunt had balls.
Missing, I know, but he's listening. He's missing extra points in the landing zone, which, good God, how can you miss the landing zone? It's huge. I guess I would say offense. And I don't say that with a ton of confidence because I think Miami's defense is wretched, and you weren't very good offensively in week one. You were for pockets of it. But yeah, I mean, defensively, you're not there yet. Maybe when Gonzalez comes back full go, you could be what we thought you might be. But for now, I guess I would say offense. But I mean, I don't say that with a ton of confidence.
And are they going to win?
Yes.
Nah. You didn't say that with a ton of confidence either.
Well, you didn't like the question mark at the end of that?
I'm Mike Giardi. They're going to win.
Exactly.
All right, we'll hold you to that, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll see if you were right or wrong. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Good, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, we'll react a little bit to that, but more importantly, we're going to react to tomorrow's ceremony at Gillette Stadium. Bill Parcells will be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Our own Ted Johnson will be down there for the ceremony, so he's going to tell some Parcells tuna stories up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Which of the three units do you have the most faith in, and do you have faith the Patriots will get the win on Sunday?
If the kicker was more consistent, I would say special teams. I guess I would say offense, and I don't say that with a ton of confidence because I think Miami's defense is wretched, and you weren't very good offensively in week one. You were for pockets of it. Yeah, I mean, defensively, you're not there yet. Maybe when Gonzalez comes back full go, you could be what we thought you might be, but for now, I guess I would say offense, but I don't say that with a ton of confidence.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, just a few moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed it, as always, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, use the rewind feature, listen to the podcast, or you can download WEEI Afternoons podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I absolutely loved the resignation with which, when you asked Giardi if he thought the Patriots were going to win, it was almost like, Mike, did you eat the last cookie?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there was like not a lot of fun and confidence there.
It was like the first time he'd really thought of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, shoot, caught me off guard. Okay, I guess I'll take the Patriots.
But this weekend before the game, we have a big ceremony down at Gillette Stadium in the hall at Patriot Place, the plaza outside there where the Tom Brady statue is. A couple guys going into the Patriots Hall of Fame, Julian Edelman and Bill Parcells. And I want to focus here on Bill Parcells. You used it, Ted, in your three-point stance to sort of promote his candidacy, but we wanted to give you the opportunity because you are going to be down there, part of the ceremony.
Yep, I am very, very fortunate and very honored to be one of the presenters, one of the speakers speaking on behalf of Bill Parcells, me and Dante, Dante Scarnecchia. So I better not screw it up.
Yeah, please don't. You represent the entire WEEI Afternoon program when you're there.
I'm thrilled to get an opportunity to talk about one of my favorite coaches of all time, Bill Parcells. So that is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It's open to the public. So if that's something that sounds, you know, fun, I mean, Julian Edelman and Bill Parcells, that's a pretty awesome class they're putting in, so should be a good time.
So what's your A material? What's your best story, or what are you leading with? What do you got?
I'll If I get the opportunity, I'd love to talk about his draft history. You know, can I just give you what kind of sum it up for you?
Sure.
To make it simple for you. So mm-hmm. Bill Parcells was here from 1993 to 1996, so just 4 years. But in those 4 years, he drafted 3 Hall of Fame players and 6 Patriots Hall of Famers, which is pretty damn impressive when you think about it. In 4 years, 3 Hall of Famers, 6 Patriots Hall of Famers. In the 4 classes that he was responsible for, he took a team that only won 5 games in 1995 to the Super Bowl the very following year, which was tremendous. There's just so many, and I mentioned it already in my 3-point stance. When you ask people when they became season ticket holders, I would say 9 out of 10 people say to me in 1993.
Yep.
And so that coincides with the hiring, of course, of Bill Parcells. I love the man. He was a phenomenal motivator. He just knew how to hit the right buttons, if you will. If you are a quote-unquote Parcells guy, that was a term that was being bantied around back then. You know, a lot of Giants players, that term came from when he was with the Giants. They carried over into the Patriots. You really wanted to be a Parcells guy.
Yep.
I was a huge Giants fan. Never really got to see the Patriots play that much growing up in both Houston and San Diego, where I went to high school. But the Giants, of course, they were playing for Super Bowls, so you got to see them. So I was a fan of – I wanted to be Mark Bavaro. That was my guy, and I hope Mark will be there tomorrow. It'd be great to see him. But I just thought he had a major impact on these teams. And in the 2001 Super Bowl team – there were 8 players on that 0-1 team that Bill Parcells had drafted. And there were 7 players on that 0-1, 0-3, 0-4 teams that won 3 Super Bowls that were drafted by Bill Parcells that were foundational pieces. So he had a huge impact, even though he wasn't coaching those Super Bowl teams, in building that Super Bowl team in a way by drafting these players, knowing the talent, and then – using it the way he did.
What about he's well known for his motivation. What was his best, maybe motivational stance or moment for you?
There's a lot, but the one that really sticks out, and I don't know if you remember this game, guys, but 1996, we had so it was 16 games back then. In week 15, we clinched a playoff spot. And so we had 1 regular season game left. We clinched the playoff spot the week before, or a game at home. And so we're on the road to play the New York Giants. Mm. In the last regular season game, they weren't very good. We just clinched. We were a 10-win team. And we go into that game, and we come out flat. I mean, flat. I think our offense didn't score a point, and I think the Giants scored 20. I have to go back and look, but I think it was like 20 to zip at halftime. I mean, it was... After the high from the week before to that first half, it was like that halftime locker room was really down, very quiet. Nobody was really happy with themselves. We were kind of embarrassed by our performance. And so Coach Parcells comes up to all of us, and we all come into this big huddle. All right? And he's going to give us these words of encouragement. He's going to give us his last little pep talk before we go out and play the second half of this Giants game, last regular season game. And he looks at us. All around, looks all of us in the eye, shakes his head in disgust, and turns and walks away. He doesn't say a damn word. And all we did was come out in the second half and win the football game on the last play of the game. We don't mm-hmm. They don't score another point in the second half, and when we score on a pass, I believe it was to Dave Meggett on like around the 1 or 2 yard line.
Some voice in my ear said it might have been Ben Coates.
It's Ben Coates. And then Meggett came and pushed him in. So Ben Coates catches the ball like on the 1 or 2 yard line, and then it was a big pile up, and it was kind of like they're pushing and Ben's pushing, and then here come the offensive linemen, and they push Ben into the goal for a touchdown, and we win the game on the last play of the game. And that, to me, I've never been in a locker room more hype than after that game. And what happened, we won that game against the Giants, even though we'd already clinched, but that gave us a bye. So instead of having to play the wild card against probably the Broncos, who beat us earlier in that year by yep. demolishing us, it was an embarrassing loss. We were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It was such a bad beatdown. And the fact that we got a bye was hugely important, because Denver lost to Jacksonville in the wild card.
Yep.
And then we end up playing Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game, beat them, and then go to the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you, and don't have a ton of time here, though. What about you specifically? What button did he push for you? How did you? Because you clearly became a Parcells guy.
Yeah.
But how did that happen? What buttons did he push with you?
You know what? He spent time with me. You know, if you get some FaceTime with Coach, it was hugely rewarding because he was very engaging. And if you had the opportunity, I've had some great memories of driving him to practice and from practice just a few times. So we used to practice about an 8-minute drive in Foxborough suburbia at this old
mental hospital
that had been long obviously shut down. There were practice fields. The practice fields weren't by the stadium. They were in suburbia of Foxborough. And so guys drove to practice, to and from practice every day. And Coach Parcells would just bum rides off of guys. and he never drove himself. And so if you got a chance to drive him from practice, it was the best conversations. And I loved all of them. He was telling me about I should be managing my money. And Ted, you got to save. And just a very engaging guy. So I love Coach Parcells because he took the time to kind of let you know that he cared about you so that when he reamed your ass in practice, you didn't take it so personally.
Right. Came from a place of love when he was yelling at you.
One of my favorite memories is I had a good game, one game, I don't know. And then the following week, we're in 9-on-7s, and I missed my read or I missed a tackle. You know, Parcells starts yelling at my defensive coordinator, Al Groh. Hey, Al, so Johnson has a good game. He doesn't have to practice this week, huh? Hey, Al, so Ted's already arrived, huh? I guess, why even come out here and practice? He's got it all figured out. And that's, I'm like 5 feet from him, but yeah, he's yelling at my coach about me. So those are just some of the tidbits that of Bill Parcells. Wonderful human being. I loved him. And his style of coaching was my favorite style ever.
Dan Ball?
And whatever he did work too, real quick, because your team leader in tackles in that game, December 21st, 1996, with 9, Ted Johnson.
Let's go. Nice job, Teddy Ball game.
Thank you.
Before we go to break, real quick, yes or no, is there a chance you cry tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tune in, live stream, patriots.com, and I would ask my producers to do the same in case he does cry. We might want that audio for next week.
You know what? Because he represents those were 90s teams were pretty good, good too, man. Yeah, we never won a Super Bowl, but we went to one, and we made it compelling.
All right. Thanks for the memories. Good luck tomorrow with the participation in the ceremony. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson has a show on Mondays on NBC Sports Boston. It's called The Breakdown. And I thought before the breakdown is the build up. So Ted Johnson will build up Sunday's game against the Steelers with Ted Johnson's keys to victory and all the factors that will come into play in Foxborough. That's coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.